Sorry to wake you up here in the middle of the night.
Yes.
I don't know if you are aware, but we had an officer-involved shooting. Basically, almost right in front of your house tonight. And so we're just going around and canvassing the neighborhood and seeing...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Get your orientation a little bit. I'm really sorry to do this. Yeah. Did you guys see or hear anything?
We heard it.
You heard it?
We heard it. Oh, yeah. I have just gone to bed. What is on the street back here? Because, you know, the street cars getting the school fires, the horse car, and the big four gunshots. And just a rapid succession of somebody calling you get the
Well, there was an officer-involved shooting, so the officer's okay. I think the person who was shot is going to be okay also. But his wounds aren't life-threatening at this point. But you know, not being a doctor,
well, we just want to make sure that we so often, you know, I saw them looking at the fence, but I don't know if I was going
to No, it was just so occupant of the vehicle. What are your names? And they live here? Okay. And what are their names? And he is home tonight? Okay. And do you know, did he hear the same thing that you did?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
He was out here on the couch to watch the TV. His reaction was,
okay. And then you have another son that wasn't home? And what's his name? So you heard some screeching tires of a truck talking right before. And then you heard a crash, just one.
It sounded like somebody coming in on five cars.
Okay.
Four
shots in. Positive about that. Yeah. You seem very positive. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, on the air, all I remember is three. They were very quick ones. And I double count. And like, you know, I was dozing off when she came to bed. I heard the squealing of the tires, too. And again, I was waiting for the thump.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I heard the shots. So, you know, at that time, we couldn't tell if it was S Street.
And the hitting of the front car was not the conclusion that whatever the car was doing around it propelled after a hell of what really could bring down these trenches and if you hold the rail, it's not going to be yours.
So after the crashing sound, was it the tire still squealing?
More
tires squealing in the car. And then you heard the shots. And then in more...
Yelling.
Don't move.
Right. Yeah, there we go. And the shots, I'm kind of out of sleep.
Right.
And the wife used to say, okay, what's the name of the street? She's already called
it
in.
It really sounds like it was on the back street. Lights.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just reaching for the phone, but not now it makes sense that the police responded so quickly because there's an officer involved.
Silence. Yeah, we're perfect. Okay. Well, if you think of anything else or remember something, feel free to call the police station tomorrow in the morning or whenever and let us know. Hopefully we're not keeping you awake with all of our lights and all that stuff. They have to keep it lit up so they can get all the evidence as soon as they're done and all shut it down.
Okay.
don't know if that fits any better or not.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, there was a donation. There was some property damage to a wall somewhere. I haven't seen it. As far as I know, no other vehicle. I know your vehicle's fine. So the crime scene tape is on the outside of your vehicle, it's not around it. So you guys are okay.
Well, thank you for the report.
Okay. You know, if not, just come out and whoever's out here, just let them know that you're leaving, and they'll do what they can to get it, allow you to get the car. So,
okay.
If it's, if possible. I mean, it's pretty much right in front of your house.
Yes, it is.
But hopefully, we won't still be out there and we won't be stuck. All right, good night. Thank you.